Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode number 57. I'm your host Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. Now bonus episode number 57 is our final Challenge Teapots Movie Club for 2017. And because this is December, we're making things a bit more festive. So coming up after the first break, I will announce what I'm looking for you guys, the listeners, to do to contribute to our listener portion, the bonus episode that will drop later on in the month as part of Movie Club. It's going to be a lot of fun and trust me, very little work is required for this challenge. I am very much aware that everyone is up to their eyeballs and Christmas baubles and gifts right now. So yeah, it will be a nice simple one where I'm just looking for your opinion, your take on which is the better movie and why. So keep your ears peeled for that segment coming up after our first break. Now, this is a very weird day, this Monday, because this is a double episode Teapots Monday. It's never happened before. Some people would say this is madness. I would agree with them. Two Teapots episodes on the same day. Well, this one is going to be super short. It's a super short episode because dropping later today is a massive first entry into Listener Choice December. It is a werewolf double bill with myself and the fantastic Andy Blockley looking at your choice, your dream double bill, which was The Howling and American Werewolf in London. So that will be dropping later today. So depending on what order you have listened to these episodes, it may already be out. You may still already have to listen to it, or you may have already listened to it, in which case hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did recording it. This episode is going to be super short. It's just basically to set out what the challenge is. I will put forward my own entry, my own review in the rebuttal section, which will drop probably the week just before Christmas. So I'll give you the date that you need to put your listener things in for. But there's also another Teapots episode dropping on Thursday. Bonus episode number 58 drops. And bonus episode number 58 features The Baz. And we are looking at a movie he chose as well. This is not me inflicting pain and sorrow on The Baz. This is something that he chose. So that will be dropping on Thursday. Now, just out of like full disclosure here, I will not be in the country on Thursday. I'll be over in the States. So I will be remotely accessing the servers to push the episode. Which I've done once before in Vegas and it was a pain in the tits. So hopefully this time it works a bit easier. I believe I do have Wi-Fi in my apartment, so everything should be okay, fingers crossed. If it is, that episode will drop on Thursday for you all to check out. It is a thumping good one and The Baz is on rare form. It's a bit more serious, a bit more somber, but the journey that The Baz goes through, let's put it that way, I like that. The journey The Baz goes through. If you are a fan of hearing the man squirm and suffer, you're in for a whale of a time. A whale of a time. So yeah, so that drops on Thursday. And a week today, we drop the second installment of our Listener Choice December. I'm joined by the fantastic Ryan Lewis of Grey Shift Radio. Me and him sit down and discuss your Christmas horror movie pick, A Christmas Horror Story. That episode is also recorded because I've been a busy motherfucker trying to get myself all shipshape and Bristol fashion for the month of December, and that show as well is a fucking amazing one. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it, ladies and gents. Also, that week I'll be dropping the long-awaited return of In Reverence. So on the Thursday you'll get a new In Reverence episode where I'm going to be looking at a more modern horror movie that shaped my love of horror. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And then the following week, The Baz will be here discussing Fright Night. He's never seen it before. It's going to be epic. Then we have our listener rebuttals, which will be coming towards the end of that week. And then our last episode drops on the Sunday the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. We will put out our Christmas Eve commentary, which will feature myself, Mark Ball and Danny Trioxen from the Midnight Horror Show. We're going to be talking over a movie still yet to be decided, but whatever it is, it's going to be full of nonsense. I intend to drink a lot during that commentary, so yeah, they usually get a bit fun and a bit cray cray up in this biatch. Okay, right, so, well, there we go. This episode will be super, super short, so I'm going to take my first break. I'm going to pad it out with some music, so enjoy the tunage, enjoy promos for shows that I love, and guess what, I'm going to be right back right after this.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin puff, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Parker, and I'd like to invite you to check out my show, the Hybrid Moments Podcast. I'm just an average guy with a slew of interests, and the podcast is an extension of that. The theme of the show varies episode by episode, but some of the topics I cover include horror, music, comics, just about anything but politics. So if you like a little variety in your life, come on by and check out the show. You can find me on iTunes or Stitcher, or check out the website, thehybridmomentspodcast.com. You can also join the group on Facebook at The Hybrid Moments Podcast in the group section. Feel free to mingle, leave feedback, or suggestions for future shows. That's the Hybrid Moments Podcast with Joe Parker. Tune in to see what I cover next.
Can't let me send you close. Chop him into bits. Mr. Lucky Boy. sure to get his kicks.
And welcome back. So ladies and gents, what is my challenge teapots for December 2017? Well, super easy. Super easy. I picked two more, shall we say, family-friendly horror outings from the subgenre of Christmas family horror movies, if there is such a subgenre. There is now. And basically all I want you to do is tell me which is the better movie and why. The first of your two movies you have to decide by is a firm family favourite in the McLeish household. I watch this movie every single Christmas. It's Scrooged from 1988. The movie is directed by Richard Donner. And is based obviously on the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol. Movie stars Bill Murray, Karen Allen, John Forsyth, John Glover, Bobcat Goldthwait, David Johansen, Carol Kane, Robert Mitchum, Nicholas Phillips, Michael J. Pollard, Alfred Woodward, Mabel King, John Murray, Jimmy Farr, Robert Guay, and many more people. The synopsis for this one, you should know all this by now, is a selfish, cynical TV executive is haunted by three spirits bearing lessons on Christmas Eve. So yeah, I fucking love this movie. Love this movie. I think it's clearly a vehicle for Bill Murray, who is... Bill Murray's like one of my favourite people in the history of the world. And he is pretty fantastic in this one. His interactions with the ghosts are phenomenal. I think the story's really good as well. It's got a really mean, dark heart. It gets quite nasty. And there are scenes in here which are actually quite traumatic when you consider this has a fucking PG rating. People die in this movie. It's so weird and wonderful that I kind of love it. Kind of love it. But when you throw it in the mix, Bobcat Goldthwait, who, yeah... that man's a treasure as well. It's just great. You're going to love it. The fake advertisements at the beginning of Scrooge are some of the funniest things that have ever existed in the history of TV. Or movies, for more apt comparison, because it's a movie after all. So Scrooged is the first movie you have to pick. So I know what you're thinking. This is in the bag. Scrooged is a better movie. Right away. Don't even need to put my cards down. Duncan's made it super easy for me. Scrooged is my pick. Well, is it? Because you have to tell me which is better. Is it Scrooged or is it this movie? Gremlins from 1984. That's right, I told you I was not making this motherfucker easy. Written by Chris Columbus, directed by Joe Dante, who we will be discussing in greater detail later on today when we talk about The Howling. This movie stars Hoyt Axton, John Louis, Kai Luke, Don Steele, Susan Burgess, Scott Brady, Arnie Moore, Corey Feldman, Harry Carey Jr., Zach Galligan, Dick Miller, Phoebe Katz, Polly Holiday, Donald Elson, and Belinda Balaski. And the synopsis for this one is a boy inadvertently breaks three important rules, never break the rules, concerning his new pet and unleashes a horde of malevolent, mischievous monsters, love the alliteration, on a small town. So yeah, Gremlins, once again, this is like, Gremlins is a movie that I think everyone of my age bracket, maybe a bit older, all grew up with this movie and it became a firm fixture. I am still considering whether or not it's too scary to show my daughter this year. we'll wait and see. I might tempt it anyway. It's wonderful. It's got that kind of dreamlike quality that Joe Dante does really, really well. Innocence corrupted by the malevolence of the gremlins. I think the gremlins are great. I think this is another one that actually has some pretty vicious moments, considering that at least this one, when it was released, got a slightly higher rating. This one, I think, was maybe the equivalent of a 12E or 15. It would be 12E now, but by all stretches. Although in saying that, I went to see Krampus 2 years ago, which was also, I think it was a 12, and that movie straight up had my jaw on the floor about how evil and twisted and wicked it was, in all the greatest ways. So yeah, fantastic performances, some great cast here. Joe Dante works with a lot of the same actors on his projects. Great to see Dick Miller in this one. Zach Galligan's brilliant in it. Phoebe Cass is really the girl next door, and it's pretty adorable in the movie. You get some classic entries into our canon with the introduction of Gizmo. Gizmo's little song. That was me, sorry. And, you know, Stripe, the ultimate badass gremlin. So, yeah, I told you I was going to make it easy. You will have seen both Scrooged and Gremlins. I can't think of a scenario where you haven't seen both Scrooged and Gremlins. All I'm asking for you, and it's super easy, is what's the better movie and why? So don't focus on what's the better horror movie. Don't focus on what's the better Christmas horror movie. Don't even focus on what's the better movie set at Christmas. What I'm asking you is, what is the better movie and why? And this is purely personal. If you want to bring in specific site-specific reasons on a technical basis or a story writing basis, by all means bring that in. But that's not what the season about. The season about Christmas is about loving things. What one do you love more and why? Is it Scrooged from 1988 or is it Gremlins from 1984? Let's verse them up and let's see who wins. What I'll also be doing, I'll obviously be reading out your reviews on the episode, but what I'll also do is, prior to the episode being recorded, I will put a poll on the Facebook group page. I'll do a poll of listeners as well. So what we'll do is, we'll do the listeners that have wrote reviews, we'll see where they land overall with a collected sum of what wins, and then we will run a poll on the Facebook group page to see who agrees with that. Now, as for your entries, you don't have the longest turnaround at all, ladies and gents. I need your entries no later than Wednesday, December 20th. Wednesday, December 20th is when you need to get them in. The episode will be released on Friday the 22nd. So Wednesday, 20th, December. What is the better movie, Gremlins or Scrooged? Answers to podcastunderthestairs@gmail.com. If you want to give us some Netflix gradings against both movies, that's great, but you don't have to this time. I just purely want, what is your favourite of the two and why? Super simples. Right, that was it. I told you. Nice, simple, short episode. I'm going to take my final break of this episode. When I come back, I'm closing it out. Doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode number 57, Movie Club Challenge Teapots, December 2017. Asking you the most simple of all difficult questions. What is your favourite movie? What is the better movie? Is it Gremlins or Scrooged? You need to get them in to me Wednesday the 20th of December. There will be a Facebook group poll as well that we'll poll everyone together, and we will have our official teapot stance. On the episode that drops, I will be giving you my favourite of the two and the reasons why I love one over the other. It'll be interesting to see where you guys land. That's the interesting thing for me, because both movies are fairly well beloved by the horror community. We really take these movies to our bosom, so we will see where we land with that. Now, I'm going to keep this outro super short as well because I have a 2+ hour episode dropping later on today. Myself and Andy Blockley discussing The Howling and An American Werewolf in London as part of Listener Choice December. Your choice, ladies and gents, your pick of our dream double bill to discuss. That one's coming up real soon. But as always, there's a multitude of ways to check out the podcast under the stairs. We promote Apple Podcasts as the primary source. Come across and check us out. Apple Podcast. Please subscribe to that feed. Now, I know what you're thinking. Maybe I have already subscribed to that feed. I hope you have, because that way you get the episodes as and when they drop. You get access to the entire back catalogue of Teapot's episodes. But also leave us a rating and a review. The ratings are super important. The more of them we get, the higher up the iTunes charts we're pushed. 5 stars, for example, the more of them, higher up the charts. People will then see the podcast become visible to people on certain screens and they can come across and check us out. Reviews are just as important. They tell people why they should check out the show. Your reasons for selling this show to them as keen listeners who have not experienced Teapots or The Baz yet. It takes seconds to do. It doesn't cost you anything apart from like 2 minutes of your time. It means the world to us and it really, really does help promote this show. So if you are checking us out through iTunes, please take a couple of seconds, a little rating and a review. You can also check us out at Stitcher Smart Radio, SoundCloud, TuneIn and Google Play. Visit our website, teapotscast.com. Visit our Facebook group page, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. Interact with the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness, Twitter and Instagram. Both can be followed at teapotscast. Right, ladies and gents, I am out of here. I will speak to you all later on today. That's right, coming up later on today. But wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from under the stairs, and I'm signing off.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-W-S. Santa Claus. Out. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, he's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open. He knows what lives under your bed. Christmas tree. And then they're gonna burn it down. You better watch out.